the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, who allowed none to witness when He created the heavens and the earth, and who took no helper when He authored the spirits. He has no associate in divinity and no support in unity. Tongues fall silent before the limits of describing Him. Intellects fail before the core of knowing Him. Terence fall low in awe of Him. Faces are humbled in fear of Him. And everything mighty yields to His mightiness. So to Thee belongs praise again and again, well measured, continually and methodically. And may His blessings be upon His messenger endlessly, and His salutation everlastingly, eternally. O Allah, make the beginning of this day of mine righteousness, its middle prosperity, and its end success. I seek refuge in Thee from a day whose beginning is fright, and whose middle is anxiety, and whose end is pain. O Allah, I pray forgiveness from Thee for every vow I have vowed, and every promise I have promised, and every pledge I have pledged, then failed to keep for Thee. I ask Thee concerning the complaints of Thy servants against me. If there is a servant from among thy servants, of a handmaid from among thy handmaids, who has against me a complaint, because I have wronged him in respect to himself, his reputation, his property, his wife or his child, or because evil words I have spoken about him in his absence, an imposition upon him through inclination, caprice, scorn, zeal, false show, bigotry, whether he be absent or present, alive or dead, such that my hand has fallen short and my capacity has been too narrow to make restitution to him or to annul my obligation to him, I ask Thee, O He who owns all objects of need which are granted by His will and hastened to His desire, that Thou blessest Muhammad and the household of Muhammad, peace be upon them, and makest the one I have wronged satisfied with me in the manner that Thou willest, and givest me mercy from Thee. Forgiveness decreases Thee not, and giving injuries Thee not. O most merciful of the merciful, O Allah, give me on every Monday two favors from Thee: the facility to obey Thee at its beginning, and the favor of Thy forgiveness at its end. O He who is Allah, and none other than whom grants forgiveness for sins.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate. Dear brothers and sisters, Salamun Alaikum.
Inshallah, all of you are doing well. This is today's special from IRIB English Radio, which you are listening to. Today, we're going to speak about Imamology.
إِنَّ فِي الْجَنَّةِ نَهْرًا مِّن إِنَّ فِي الْجَنَّةِ نَهْرًا مِّن لَبَنِ عَلِيٍّ وَحُسَيْنٍ وَحَسَنٍ.
Today, Sunday, is the 11th of Rajab, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 24th of Bahman, 1400 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 13th of February, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Let's bless this moment by recitation of chapter Al-Anbiya, verse 73 from the Holy Quran.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وجعلناهم أئمة يهدون بأمرنا وأوحينا إليهم فعل الخيرات وإقام الصلاة وإيتاء الزكاة وكانوا لنا عابدين.
And we made them leaders guiding by our command, and we inspired to them the doing of good deeds, establishment of prayer, and giving of zakah, and they were worshippers of us.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
This verse, in a general sense, refers to the rank of imamate and leadership of these great prophets, as well as a part of their important and valuable programs. The difference of prophethood with imamate lies in this fact that the divine prophets, in the rank of prophethood and messengership, only receive the command of Allah and inform people of it in order to convey it to them. And this communication is often accompanied with glad tidings and warnings.
Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin Nabiyil Ummi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallim.
At the beginning of the program, I told you that the topic for this episode of today's special is Imamology. Let's get familiar with that term. What is imamate? Imam or leader is the title given to a person who takes the lead in a community, in a particular social movement or political ideology or scientific and religious form of thought. Naturally, because of his relation to the people he leads, he must conform his actions to their capabilities in both important and secondary matters. The sacred religion of Islam takes into consideration and gives directive concerning all aspects of the life of all men. Thus, the imamate and religious leadership in Islam may be studied from three different perspectives. From the perspective of Islamic government, of Islamic sciences and injunctions, and of leadership and innovative guidance in the spiritual life. Shiism believes that since Islamic society is in dire need of guidance in each of these three aspects, the person who occupies the function of giving that guidance and is the leader of the community in these areas of religious concern must be appointed by Allah and the Prophet. Naturally, the Prophet himself was also appointed by divine command.
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In this episode, we are going to be concerned with the need for recognizing the infallible Imam. First of all, it must be indicated that in the Islamic religion, and particularly from the Shiite side, the Shi'i side, imamate is an integral part of the Islamic religion. We know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as the creator of the whole universe, appointed some special people as his prophets among people. Yet those prophets, especially arch-prophets, major prophets, had some successors, or special delegates, special successors, who continued his messages. I mean, the messages of those arch or major prophets. In the Islamic religion, this indication, this office and post of imamate reached the Imam Ali alayhi salam as the first infallible imam. In the meantime, it must be indicated that according to Shi beliefs, prophethood is the mission that a divine prophet receives the instructions and injunctions right from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, the next one, the next condition or the next element is imamate. And imamate in this sense finds expression in having some people entrusted with the mission of continuing the mission of the prophet that they resemble and they represent.
IRIB English Radio. Recitation as well as translation of Quran.
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَهْتَدُونَ.
And we certainly gave Moses the scripture that perhaps they would be guided.
Short commentary of the Quran. Islamic issues.
Institution of the family in Islam is the most beloved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
The life of the infallible. All in all, in today's special, IRIB English Radio.
On the continuation of today's special from IRIB English Radio, we learn more about the philosophy of the existence of the Imam, the political and social leadership of the Ummah. Dear listener, doubtlessly no social group or gathering can continue to be alive if it is not led by a strong leader. Because of this, from the earliest time to the present, all tribes and nations have selected a leader for themselves who was sometimes a good person and very often not so. On the other hand, in order for human beings to be able to reach spiritual perfection, they must take this way not alone, but with a group or a society, because the power of an individual from the intellectual, physical, material, and spiritual point of view is very limited, whereas the power of a group is very strong. That's the duty of the people at the special times when the pure Imam, Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, is in occultation, has become clear, and with the will of Allah. We will speak about it in another time.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid.
The conditions and special qualities of the Imam. One of the conditions and special qualities of the Imam is infallibility, or being free from sin and error. An imam must, like a prophet, have the station of purity, that is, be free of sin and error. Otherwise, he cannot lead and be a model for the people and receive the trust of society. The imam must consume the heart and soul of the people, and his command be accepted without questioning. A person who has sinned can never receive such trust and be trusted and confirmed. Doubtlessly, the prophet must be immaculate, and this quality is necessary for the imam as well. This can be proven to another way as well, that is the law of kindness, which the existence of the prophet and imam rely upon requires the infallibility of the prophet or the imam.
Imamology, in Arabic al-imama, or the belief in the special nature, status, and authority of the imam, or the divine guide or leader, forms the bedrock of Twelver Shiite worldview. In fact, it may even be argued that imamology is the most important, yet also the most misunderstood doctrine within Islam as a whole. It must also be noted that imamology is intimately linked to two other important Islamic doctrines, divine grace, or al-lutf, and prophetology, or al-nubuwa. Al-Allama al-Hilli defines the imamate as a universal authority over both religious and worldly affairs. Before him, al-Shaykh al-Mufid introduced the imam as the one who, quote, takes the place of the prophets in enforcing judgments, seeing to the execution of legal penalties, safeguarding the law, and educating humankind, end quote. This position of the place and authority of the imam is derived from prophetology and is necessitated by divine grace. As for its derivation from prophetology, this is because the imam is considered to be the successor of the prophet, and his task is to elucidate the prophetic message and to ensure its protection and continuance after the demise of the prophet. As successor to the prophet, his function as the political and religious leader of the community is virtually the same as that of the prophet. Thus, we find al-Shaykh al-Mufid state that, quote, imamis, or Twelver Shiites, are in agreement that every messenger, Rasul, is a prophet, Nabi, but not every prophet is a messenger. And that some of God's prophets were the guardians and protectors of the messages of earlier messengers. Furthermore, it is revelation, al-Shar, this is al-Shaykh al-Mufid continuing, furthermore, it is revelation, a shar' that prohibits the imam from being considered a prophet, not reason, al-aql. This is due to the imams having possessed the responsibilities of the prophets, end quote. In other words, if it wasn't for the revelatory affirmation of the finality of the divine revelation with the Prophet Muhammad and the negation of any prophet or messenger after him, for example, the Quranic statement, quote, Muhammad is not the father of any of your males, rather he is the messenger of God and the seal of the prophets, end quote, there would be no rational prohibition for the imams to have been considered prophets. Thus, imamology is derived from prophetology. The imamate is necessitated by divine grace because, just as God's grace entails sending prophets and messengers as external guides for humanity, it similarly entails the extension and continuation of this guidance after the prophet's departure. Just as the prophet's followers were in need of a guide during his lifetime, their need for a guide extends after his death.
Time flies so fast. That is the end of this episode of today's special from IRB English Radio. Thank you very much for joining us. Inshallah, we rejoin you on another episode and another interesting topic. Till then, have a nice time.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyul Imami. لفتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي
لا إله إلا الله الله ربي
محمد نبي علي إمامي
لفتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي
Thank you. Food for Thought.
Hello, dear listeners. Here is a short but sweet statement from the Holy Prophet's ninth infallible successor, Imam Muhammad al-Taghi al-Jawad, peace be upon him. Three features cause love: being fair in association, comforting in misfortunes, and having a good heart.
This is IRIB English Radio. Please log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, Hadith of the Day, here at IRIB English Radio. Thank you for joining us here today. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a beautiful tradition narrated from Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam regarding the people with whom we should not sit with, meaning the people whom we should not gather with, we should not be in the companionship with. The Imam says, beware of sitting with kings and worldly people. Most kings are worldly people to begin with. And the Imam says that beware of sitting with kings and worldly people. It's possible for the Imam to be referencing worldly kings or even kings who are not so worldly, but nevertheless sitting with them might not be good for us. In continuation, the Imam elucidates why we should not sit with such individuals. The Imam says, "For in this there is the erosion of your religion," meaning your religion you will lose your religion, you will become irreligious. Why? The Imam says, "And it will bring about hypocrisy in you." Obviously, if you're sitting with a king, you know, you're going to have some purpose for it. You're going to want something for the king. You're going to look at, you know, the things that the king has, his money, his wealth, and you're going to want it. In order to do so, in order to acquire his favor, you might have to lie, you might have to be hypocritical with respect to him, right? So it will bring about hypocrisy in you, and with this hypocrisy, you will lose your religion. The Imam therefore says, "And this is a serious disease from which there is no cure." Meaning this disease, hypocrisy, is so bad that sometimes it doesn't have a cure, meaning it remains in you forever, and obviously leads to your eternal damnation. Furthermore, the Imam says, "It," meaning sitting with these kings and these worldly people, "will also engender hard-heartedness and deprive you of true submission to Allah." Meaning your heart will become hard, you will become very cruel and mean, your heart will harden, it will not become tender. And when this happens, you will not be able to submit to Allah, right? Nothing will affect you. You will not care about submitting to Allah. So we shouldn't sit with such people. We shouldn't sit with worldly people or with kings and wealthy people or men of power, right? So who should we sit with? The Imam elucidates this towards the end of the tradition and says, "You must stick to those people who are most like you and the middle classes of people." And most individuals, Imam is probably speaking to somebody who is of the middle class, a middle class person, an average guy, right? He says, sit with people who are like you, not who are more wealthy than you, who are of a higher social status than you, right? Sit with people who are similar to you. Why? "For it is with them that you will find the true jewels, great talents." Meaning, worldly people and these kings, most of the time, they're not talented, right? Most of them have acquired power by force or through inheritance. They haven't acquired it because they deserved it and there was something inherently and essentially good in them. They deserve it. They had the merits of doing so, right? So, but if you sit with people who are of a middle class, these people are hard workers. They've gotten what they have in life because they deserved it. They used their talents to do so. So you'll find those great talents within these people and you will be able to utilize them. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at who we should sit with and who we should not sit with in the words of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Oh Lord, here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure. Oh Lord, here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا
ودعوتك ربي بقرآن جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان ودعوتك ربي بقرآن.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين
وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله and welcome back to our Quranic sessions. Let's read and recite the Quranic Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with students of Sevier International School and also the Sevier International Schools Network. Yes?
Yes.
Okay.
Especially
Sayyid Muhammad Yahya Jafari, inshallah. Okay. So thank you so much, dear brothers and students, for joining us. Inshallah, God willing, today we will be talking about the last topic in our level one of learn how to read the Quran Karim. Okay. Inshallah, from the coming sessions, we will go on and start the level two of our Quranic lessons. Okay, inshallah? This is the last topic in our level one. And before we go and start, let's recite a salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajum.
So, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, I hope this series of Quranic sessions must have been influential and beneficial for you. Remember that if you have still, dear brothers and sisters, as listening us, if you have still problem in reading the Quran Kareem, so it means that you have not mastered the foundations or the basics, which were these topics that I mentioned. Okay? The alphabet letters, the harakat, the tashdeed, the sukoon, I mean shadda, sukoon, and tanween, these things, okay? So, and also we talked about mad letters, also alif maqsura, alif dagger alif, and many more. So today, two topics we'll talk about them. One, how to improve our reading in the Quran Kareem, okay? A lot of people, they can identify, yes? They can identify the letters, they can identify the harakat very easily. If you tell them, what is this letter? He says, ba, sin, shin, ta, okay? Yeah? But when we ask them to read, it becomes a little difficult for them. They say, wa, a, sha, se, wa, do, ha,
like
ha,
him.
This way. But today, inshallah, we will learn how to improve this. All right? Okay. So, two topics, inshallah, we'll talk. One, the moon letters and the sun letters. And then, how to improve our reading before we start our
second
level
the
or
final
level two.
Impossible level.
Okay, so, dear students, remember that there are certain letters, okay, that you have to pay attention to them while reading the Quran Kareem. So, two groups we have, moon letters and sun letters. So we talk about them in when we meet an alif and a lam, okay? Alif, lam. When we meet alif, lam, we have to pay attention to the letter that comes after it. Yeah. So the letter that comes after alif and lam in our words, okay, Quranic words, they are
Shamsi and Qamari.
Divided into two groups.
Shamsi and
Qamari. Either they are moon letters or
sun letters.
Sun letters.
They
okay?
have light.
Yeah. So remember that. When we have alif and lam and a sun letter, you don't have to read that lam. You have to skip that lam. Look, we have alif and lam, a word starting with alif and lam. Okay? The third alif is the first letter, lam is the third, second, and the third letter is important. So the third letter is either a moon letter or
a sun
letter, okay? Min hal Hussein.
Yeah.
Okay, sleepy today.
Like, if you have alif lam and after that is tashdid, it's...
Great. That's the sun letter. That's a sign how to guess, how to identify this is. Sometimes you will forget, okay? Yeah? Sometimes people will forget, especially if they are sleepy. They will, forget, okay, what the sun letters are or what the moon letters were, okay? So it is important to know them. So... If alif and lam is followed by a sun letter, you skip that lam. Okay? So directly, straightly, you join the previous letter before Alif Lam, okay? You join it to the letter if after Alif and Lam.
If you were not having any previous letter, it starts
Oh, you start, yeah, you put a harakat on the top of Alif and you start. You join that harakat of Alif with the next letter, not Lam, okay? You skip Lam. You usually see that there is no harakat on the top of Lam. I mean, there is no sukun. Sometimes they put a sukun as well.
In some Qurans, they do in another color, in blue color. Blue
Great,
color.
Yeah. Sometimes they do it this way. And that makes it better. Easy for you. Yeah. So if you have a moon letter, okay, after Alif Lam, you have to put a sakin, a sukun on the top of Lam, and you have to pronounce it. You have to join the letter before it to the Lam.
Yeah.
So to remember what moon letters mean and what sun letters mean, you have to remember these two words. Wash-shamsi. Wal-shamsi. But you have to say wash-shamsi. You skip that long. Shams. Shams in Arabic means?
Sun.
Sun.
And wal-qamar.
Wal-qamar. Wal-qamar.
And not one-qamari.
The moon letters, okay? Yeah, the moon letters, okay? Remember these two words. Wash-shamsi.
Wash-shamsi.
Do I pronounce the lam? Do I say the lam? I skip it. So I directly join waw to sheen. And our sheen has a tashdeed.
What do you say to night in English? No, moon in...
In Arabic?
In Arabic? Yeah. Qamar.
Qamar.
Means wal-qamar.
Yeah. Shams letters, okay? Shamsi like and qamari, we say.
And
wal-qamari. Look, wal-qamari. We pronounce that law. So remember. Okay, Mahdi? والشمس and والقمر
قلب بالحق تعلق وبغارح راء تألق يبكي يسأل خالقه فأتاه الوحي فأشرق اقرأ اقرأ
Let's recite the Quran.
اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق.
So let's see what are those moon letters and sun letters, okay? How many letters do we have in Arabic?
24. 29.
Yeah. Aleph and Aleph as well, it's a letter, yes?
Yeah.
So remember that Aleph is usually used to stretch the sound. Usually it's used. One of the differences between Aleph and Hamza is that Aleph does not have any harakat. Okay, it does not accept any harakat, but Hamza accepts the next one. Alif is used usually for stretching the sound. وَالشَّمْسِ وَضُحَاهَا. If you put a Hamza after Ha, you say وَالشَّمْسِ وَضُحَاهَا, not Ha-a, okay? Two differences. Alif does not have any harakat sometimes because, for example, we do not have any letter before Shamsi. The word with Shamsi letters, yes? The sun letters. So in this case, we put a harakat on the top of Aleph. Otherwise, So, inshallah, in the next level two, we will start the first topic with Hamzatul Wasal and Hamzatul Qata'. Inshallah.
Sorry, didn't we already learn those?
What?
We already learned them.
Really?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. It might be in your dreams, okay?
No.
So,
but we learned Shamsi and Qamari here.
Yeah, we will, inshallah, learn them. So now, put Aleph away. How many letters now we have?
28.
So 14 Shamsi letters, 14 Qamari
letters. Aleph is in both of them or no?
No, Aleph put it away. Because Aleph is with Aleph Lam. Aleph Lam we have it. Okay?
Wait, doesn't that mean?
Yeah, but we don't have it, Aleph, okay? Because it does not have a
Hamza?
No, Hamza is there, okay? So 14 letters are there. 14 letters are there, which are sun letters and 14 letters. Moon letters. Let's read them, okay? So, sun letters.
Shams.
Okay?
Shin.
Yeah. The first one is Shin, of course. Yeah. Because what Shams is say, yes?
Isn't it 30 letters?
Because what is the twin brother of Shin?
Sin.
Sin. Twin brothers are the same.
And Rain.
How about Ta? Ta and twin brother?
Wa.
Tha. Tha. Tha and Tha.
Tha.
Tha and Tha. Alif. Ba, Tha, Tha. Tha and Tha. They are sun letters. Remember, Mahdi, okay? Sun letters. Next one. Dal and the twin brother.
Dal.
Ra and the twin brother. Za.
Za.
Dal. Dal. Ra. Za. Za. Sin and Shin. Sin and Shin. Next one. Sad, Dad, Ta, Dha.
There are nine.
After one another. So in order. Look. Dal, Dal, Ra, Za, Sin, Shin, Sad, Dad, Ta, Dha.
Also we have.
How many? Dal, Dal, Ra, Za, Sin, Shin, Sad, Dad, Ta, Dha. Ten here, one after another. Starts from Dal, ends in Dha. So then, 11. Ba, ta, ta, and
Tha.
Tha. Tha. So 12. Next one, Lam and Noon. Lam and?
Noon.
Noon.
Alam.
Yeah. الذي ألف لام then لام again ألف لام لام الذي you don't say
ألم القرآن
for example if even if you say الذي pronounce that لام again you have it but you merge them together because the لام becomes ساكن okay you merge them with the other
it will be like this الذي if you read the ألف لام
no you put a تشديد you join them you merge them
what would happen if we put ألف لام and then لام
what
What would happen if we put alif, lam, and then lam?
We join them.
Alal.
Yeah? We join them. Lam. We make the first one saakin.
It would look like this.
Yeah. We make the first one saakin, and the second one, we put a harakat on the top of it. Then we use a shadda, yes?
Yeah,
shadda.
If you write another letter. Yeah, if you write alif, lam, and the alif, lam, and the alif, no, lam with it, it will be Allah.
Yes. So that's how you write no.
No, Allah has a ha as well.
No,
without Allah has three lams.
Allah.
Yeah, what did I do?
Okay. So how many letters are there for sun letters?
14.
14. Okay. Ta, tha, dal, dal, ra, za, sin, 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 sad, dad, ta, dha. And?
Qaf, no, sorry.
Lam and?
Ta and sa.
Lam and noon. Lam and noon. Minhala sensei?
ta, tha, da, za, ra, za, sin, shin, sa, dad, lam, and noon.
Ta and dha.
Ta and dha.
Yeah. All are the twin brothers.
Yeah.
So, Mahdi, what letters are they?
Ta and tha.
Ta and tha.
Ta, tha,
Starts from dal, dal.
Dha,
dal, dal.
Dha, da.
dal dal
dal dal
raza
raza
sin shin
sin shin
sadad
sadad ta
w
da.
w
and the w and
the what is w doing there
w where
sadad ta dha and laman noon
laman
Muhammad Yahya
yes you don't know as well He
doesn't
know.
Ta,
ta, tha, ta, tha, dal, 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 ra, za, sin, shin, sad, zad, sad, dad, ta, tha.
Lam and?
Lam and.
No. So remember, inshallah, these letters. When you meet them, do not read that lam, okay? You have to skip that lam. Directly, the previous letter, you have to join it to, connect it to this letter, okay? For example,
wa
shamsi.
We should eat the alif lam.
Yeah. Okay, so these are the 14 letters. Let's recite a salawat. After salawat, we will come back. But before salawat, we will give thanks to IRIB English Radio and Sevier International
Schools.
Especially the students. Recite a salawat, we will be back, inshallah.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad
wa ali
Muhammad wa ali Jafar.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools.
نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبي لن تستقيم حياتي
يدعونا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن
The Ocean of Dua
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned.
اللهم عظم بلائي وأفرط بي سوء حالي وقصرت بي أعمالي وقعدت بي أغلالي وحبسني عن نفعي بعد آمالي وخدعتني الدنيا بغرورنا ونفسي بجنايتنا
Brothers and sisters, we were discussing this part of the Divine Kumail supplication. وخدعتني الدنيا بغرورها And this world, with its delusions, has deceived me. What we said earlier about this part of this supplication is that we have to consider the fraud and goodness of this world together with regard to what the person is thinking of this world, what state of mind he has got about this world. Sometimes it is the carnal desire that controls the mind, but sometimes it is the very person, it is the logic and intellect that governs that man. So one who is deceived by this deceptive world, of course, has made himself unfortunate forever. He has deprived himself from the blessings of this world. And not just the blessings of this world, as the Almighty Allah says, you will also be deprived from the blessings of hereafter as well. And the one who is uninterested in this world has gained a great benefit. And as Almighty Allah says, he has reached an eternal blessing, which is Allah's pleasure. In this regard, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam has stated, "Man zahida fi dunya, athbatallahu al-hikmata fi qalbihi." One who is indifferent to the world, Allah would bestow wisdom on his heart. وَأَنْتَقَ بِهَا لِسَانَهُ وَبَصَّرَهُ عُيُوبَ الدُّنْيَا وَدَاءَهَا وَدَوَاءَهَا Allah will enable his tongue to utter it, make his eyes seeing of the world's faults, illnesses, and treatments. وَأَخْرَجَهُ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا سَالِمًا إِلَى دَارِ السَّلَامِ And Allah would eventually transfer him, safe and sound, to the territory of peace. So this is the other side of not being deceived in this world. Luqman, the wise, told his son, Ya Bunay, my son, إن الدنيا بحر عميق قد غرق فيها عالم كثير. Indeed, the world is a deep sea which has drowned many worlds. فلتكن سفينتك فيها تقوى الله وحشوها الإيمان. So if you want to travel in the world, you should travel in it with the ship of piety and load this ship with your belief. وَشِرَاعُهَا التَّوَكُّلُ You should take a sail of reliance on Allah for the ship. وَقَيِّمُهَا الْعَاقْلِ You should employ a crew of wisdom. وَدَلِيلُهَا الْعِلْمِ A guide of knowledge. وَسُكَّانُهَا الصَّبْرِ And you should take the passengers of patience and tolerance for your ship in this world. So this is the secret of reaching salvation. This is the secret of reaching the station of closeness and mercy of the Almighty Allah.
Oh Allah, my trials and sufferings have increased and my evilness has worsened. My good deeds have diminished and my misdeeds have become firm. And remote hopes restrain me from profiting with good deeds. And the world has deceived me with its allurements. And my own self has been affected by treachery and my delay. Therefore, my Lord, I ask you by your greatness not to let my sins and my misdeeds veil my supplications from you, and not to disgrace me by exposing those of which you have knowledge, nor to hasten my retribution for those vices and misdeeds committed by me in secret, which were due to evil-mindedness, ignorance, excessive lustfulness, and my negligence.
Thank you, Allah,
God, that we hear,
feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, and we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
In our traditions, we have different narrations suggesting how we should look at this world. What should our perspective B regarding the world. For example, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, "Kun fi dunya ka'annaka gharib aw ka'annaka 'abiru sabil." Be present in this world as if you are an alien or a passing traveler. "Wa'id nafsaka fi ashabil qubur," and consider yourself as the dead ones. What does the Holy Prophet actually mean? "Kun fi dunya ka'annaka gharib." Be present if you are an alien. Having a look at other traditions in different books of our scholars, we find out that it is with regard to the material world that you should act like you're an alien, like you're a passing traveler. But with regard to hereafter, if you consider hereafter in this world, you don't have to consider yourself as the dead ones. You have to think alive. You have to make the most of this world. But when it comes to this world for itself, اِدْ نَفْسَكَ فِي أَصْحَابِ الْقُبُورِ Consider yourself as the dead ones. So when the commander of the believers in this part of the supplication says, وَخَدَعَتْنِ الدُّنْيَا بِغُرُورِهَا This world with its delusions has deceived me. He is warning us about the delusions of this world and what awaits in hereafter for us if we are not misled from the right path. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode of the program. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
Your Jannah, ya Allah, ya
let me go astray, cause I need you by my side. I wish to be the most close to you through all my life. Ya Allah, oh Allah, be with me all the way.
This is the voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran broadcasting. The voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran is broadcast daily, round the clock, for listeners across the globe. The voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran can be heard by the internet, shortwave radio, FM, and satellites. Our listeners in the Indian subcontinent can listen to the voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran via shortwave, 41 meters, 7,300 kilohertz, every day from 1520 to 1620 UTC. Also, our listeners in Europe can tune in to the English service of the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran via shortwave, 49 meters, 6,040 kilohertz, and in Southern Africa via shortwave, 25 meters, 11,880 kHz every day from 1920 to 2020. Our listeners in Tehran can also listen to our programs via FM 91.5 MHz. You can also listen to the voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran on Hotbird, Eutelsat 3B, and Iransat or BAD 5, and via the internet. Our internet address is pastoday.com/en. And now you can listen to IRIB English Radio via your mobile phone. Please refer to our website for the details. Please send your correspondence to the English program, P.O. Box number 19395-6767, Tehran, Islamic Republic of Iran, or email us to englishradio@irib.ir. We would be very pleased to have your comments about our audio quality and other means. Thank you.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illallah.
Place Jamaran Tehran, subject era of decline of human values and dominance of satanic values. April 24th, 1983. The enemies are in ambush. You are observing around you what the enemies are doing to us with their propaganda and what they are doing with their endorsement of our enemies. We have no one except the blessed and almighty Allah to lean on. Whatever they have, we have human values and Allah on our side. You see what those that claim to be supporters of the masses and supporters of the